Being Prepared. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
To this point, we haven't uncovered any of the high-path or H587AI.
State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher speaking on the subject that Tennessee poultry producers are highly concerned about, avian influenza or bird flu.
This has been going on since December, and this is the avian influenza that's highly pathogenic. It's also known as the one we're most concerned about is the H5 or H7 strain, and that's the one that USDA looks at closely, and so do we. But this particular virus kills a lot of birds and a lot of birds pretty fast.
To date, 21 states have been affected, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, where they have declared a state of emergency. Nearly 50 million birds have been affected, and USDA response efforts alone have cost more than $400 million. And while the disease has not been detected here in Tennessee, the Department of Agriculture and the industry are taking those necessary steps to first protect and be prepared if it does show up.
We know it's a big threat to the poultry industry. We know how important the Tennessee poultry industry is, and we've had a response plan in place for many, many years. But with the advent of this national situation, we're taking a look at all the different things that we can do in preparation.
Dr. Hatcher says three of his staff members have been sent to hard-hit Minnesota to help and learn more about the disease. And routine surveillance testing continues here at the Cord Animal Health Laboratory in Nashville.
Probably 25 or 26,000 tests a year that are just regular surveillance tests that we routinely do.
But again, no signs of bird flu in Tennessee, but southern states are preparing for the possibility of migratory birds spreading the disease this fall. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.